From Washington, this is VOA News. Huge mine disaster in Turkey. Pro-Russian separatists kill 7 Ukrainian troops in ambush. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. A local mayor says 157 miners are dead and hundreds more trapped after an electrical explosion and fire Tuesday at a coal mine in the Turkish town of Soma, south of Istanbul. Rescuers are pumping fresh air into the mine as they struggle to get the trapped miners out. Officials say an electrical unit exploded, causing a fire inside the mine in western Manisa province. Turkish President Abdullah Gül has ordered the Manisa governor to mobilize all available resources to help rescue the miners. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius is accusing Syrian forces of 14 separate chemical weapons attacks in recent months, despite pledges to give them up. During a visit to Washington Tuesday, Mr. Fabius said the attacks include chlorine gas. The UN organization overseeing Syria's chemical weapons destruction plans to investigate the allegations. Its chief, Sigrid Kaag, said last week that Syria has destroyed 92% of its chemical weapons stockpile. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon accepted the resignation of UN Arab League envoy on Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports.
Ambassador Brahimi's resignation has been anticipated for some time. The elder statesman has frequently been rumored to be quitting his post and said recently that if elections take place in Syria on June 3rd, that his job to negotiate a political settlement and establish a transitional governing body would be pointless. Brahimi said he is very sad to leave Syria still mired in crisis, but that he believes it will be resolved.
The question is, how many more dead, how much more destruction there is going to be before Syria becomes again the Syria we have known, the new Syria that will be different from the Syria of the past, but it will be the Syria we have loved and admired for many, many years.
Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Lakhdar Brahimi's resignation takes effect May 31st. No successor has been named. The conflict in Ukraine escalated dramatically when pro-Russian separatists on Tuesday ambushed a Ukrainian military armored column, killing 7 soldiers and wounding 7 others. Ukraine's defense ministry says a group of 30 rebels, whom it referred to as terrorists, attacked the armored column on the outskirts of a village 20 kilometers from the eastern Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk. Russia says it'll withdraw support for the International Space Station by the end of the decade in response to U.S. sanctions imposed on Moscow for annexing Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. Russian Soyuz spacecraft have carried all astronauts to and from the space station since 2011, when the United States ended its space shuttle project. Protesters in Nigeria are gearing up to mark a full month since more than 300 girls were kidnapped by Islamist militants. Nigerian officials are calling on the international community to help find the missing girls. Heather Murdoch has details.
Wednesday will mark a full month since the girls were kidnapped. Protesters on Tuesday marched on the house of Kashim Shettima, the governor of Borno State, where militants known as Boko Haram kidnapped more than 300 schoolgirls. The world has stood up with the U.S., Britain, France, China, Canada, and Israel offering to help find the girls. And in the larger fight against Boko Haram militants that have been blamed for thousands of deaths in the past 5 years. Meanwhile, President Goodluck Jonathan asked lawmakers to extend the state of emergency in northeast Nigeria. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Abuja.
Multiple car bombs have exploded in majority Shiite areas of Iraq's capital, killing at least 25 and wounding 75 others. At least 8 explosions struck Baghdad Tuesday. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert is going to prison after a long corruption trial. Robert Berger has more from Jerusalem.
A Tel Aviv court fined Ehud Olmert nearly $300,000 and sentenced the former prime minister to 6 years in prison for taking bribes while he served as the mayor of Jerusalem in the 1990s. Mr. Olmert is the first former Israeli leader to be sentenced to time in prison. State prosecutor Liat Ben-Ari told reporters that the message of the court is clear. No one is above the law, she says, and those who commit crimes will be punished. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
And I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. Details on these and other stories on our website on the internet at voanews.com.